You're listening to Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
A rather different story right now at 8 minutes to nine on ABC Radio Melbourne. 200,000 creepy crawlies. Decades of insect research. Might not sound like your cup of tea, but, well, it's causing great excitement among a group of researchers because they've saved this collection of 200,000 creepy crawlies from destruction, and they now plan to put it to good use. Bert Canduccio is the Managing Director of the Central Victorian Regional Insect Collection. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, Ali. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You are a man, good. I assume, that likes a creepy crawly or two.
Oh, look, I've been fascinated by them since I was a young lad. We've been working with colleagues studying the insect fauna of Central Victoria for about 35 years now, and we're just absolutely thrilled that we've managed to save perhaps the last remaining representative collection of insects that exists now. So we're very excited.
So tell us about the collection. I mean, who put it together and why was it under threat?
Okay, it began, the collection was started by university students at La Trobe Uni in Bendigo back in the late 60s, early 70s as part of their biological studies and their courses. Now, this year, the Applied Science 1 and 2 buildings were due to be demolished to make way for new buildings on the site. And so the collection was at the potential risk of being discarded. So I received a call in March last year from another colleague from Bendigo La Trobe. And because I'm a research associate of La Trobe and I've been associated with the uni for quite a while, they said, Bert, can you do something? And of course, me being the passionate entomologist that I am, I decided to step in, and we relocated it out of the Applied Science 1 building and moved it permanently here into Wood End. So we're thrilled.
And so what do you do with it? I mean, okay, I get that it's an incredibly important collection that does span decades, but why is that important? What can it tell you?
Okay, think of a library without library books. This insect collection represents the entomological fauna of a vast area of central Victoria as it was 40, 50 years or more ago. So by having those specimens and the collection information at hand, we can now go back to any one of those areas, resurvey what insects are there today and make a direct comparison. So it's like a natural history of that region or that particular collecting site of Central Victoria from an entomological perspective. So it's quite a unique opportunity to research the changes of the insect populations that have occurred over half a century. It's a great resource.
That would imply it's pretty well catalogued.
It is, but it needs sorting out. All the collection data are there, the specimens are there. What we're currently doing now is going through the collection, curating it, making sure that the specimens are protected from various insects that can damage and destroy the specimens, and also do the digital scanning and the databasing. So once we've done that, we're hoping that in the future we want to make this available to the public, people who are interested in conservation, sustainability, even climate change, and they can tap into this resource and learn quite a lot from that perspective of the fauna of insects from the area.
And should someone be interested in creepy crawlies, are they able to access this? I mean, is it something you can go and spend your Sunday afternoon poring over?
Look, absolutely. We have an extensive website at cvric.com.au. A lot of material is already up there, but also we need to fund the work that our volunteers are doing. And in order to do that, we're running exciting and interesting online courses to the public, so you'll be able to go to that website, have a look at what we're doing and support the work that we're doing. So it's, yeah, interesting times.
And if you look in your crystal ball, what do you think, Bert, that you're actually going to find? What do you think when you look at this collection's going to tell you?
Look, we're already making very exciting discoveries. We've discovered that insects that were originally collected and recorded at the turn of the century in northern Queensland, believe it or not, are now showing up in central Victoria. So we're going to have to already rewrite the distribution records of a lot of specimens. And the more that we're progressing through the collection, the more interesting and unusual discovery we're making. And we've only catalogued the ants so far. So who knows what we're going to be discovering when we start looking at other groups. So the potential for new discovery in science is fantastic.
Well, Bert, I look forward to speaking to you again. And I've got a text here saying, well, Bert, you're very welcome to come and get my creepy crawlies. So there you go. But listen, lovely to talk to you. And it does sound like a really interesting project that you've got there, and one that's going to keep you going for quite some time if you've got 200,000 specimens to deal with.
Absolutely, Ali. Yes, we'll be busy.
Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Bert Canducio there. He's Managing Director of the Central Victorian Regional Insect Collection.